everyone, and welcome to Plotty Time, the podcast where we three gamers discuss video game stories in detail with all of the necessary and appropriate backlash. On one side of the table, we have Chomp Slap.
Well, it was originally in Jesus Christ Superstar. Of course, back then it was called Cheesy Cracker Super Snacker.
On the other side of the table is Dr. Scientist.
Then the doctor told me both my eyes were lazy.
My name is Papa Scotch, and as I always say, nothing like the prospect of shitting in a hole to really want to mix things up again.
Welcome to Plotty Time. 40 eggs?
That's a big fucking pile of garbage.
I'm the farting demon in this relationship.
I'd be an awesome rich person.
You're both just an embarrassment.
God, I'm awesome.
We're talking Tom Hanks and his vehicle.
Yeah, I had my finger in my mouth waiting for you to finish.
You gotta get four balls or something.
Like dick piercing?
No, you know damn well I'm fucking that demon.
It's still sexy.
How could that be close and not be right?
Yeah, I'm gonna kill some random dude.
If you want cheese, you get a milk.
You're waiting for me.
No, I can hang on. It sucked. Boners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another brand new episode of Plotty Time, sponsored by all the caffeine I just drank.
Woo,
buddy. How singing over it? Here. Too much. I had another one of those gamer subs, the guacamole gamer fart 9000 again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're supposed to put like, it's a really like little scooper. It's like half a teaspoon that comes with it. And that's one serving. And you're supposed to put four of those in like a 32-ounce thing.
Mm-hmm.
So make it four servings?
What? Yeah, one per 8 ounces of water. And I'm like, you people are out of your goddamn mind. Because it's like 200 milligrams caffeine each scoop.
That is wrong. I'm surprised people haven't died from this shit yet.
Maybe it's only 100 per scoop, but it's a lot.
Either way, it's a lot.
But yeah, I usually have two scoops and that takes me from 0 to 60 real fast. But that doesn't matter because what we're asking people is, what are you playing? What are you watching? What are you doing? What's going on with you? And we'll start with, we always start with Dr. Scientist. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Nice. Good. That's good to hear. Great.
What did I watch you say?
Oh.
He's got some.
I watched a movie called The Voices
with
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Nanda Kendrick.
Nope.
I've never seen it, but
it's not bad. It's a Ryan Reynolds plays like a schizophrenic. He starts hearing voices and stuff, and like his dog and cat talk to him, and he's like a serial killer.
Okay. That sounds fun.
It is kind of fun because his cat and dog. The dog's like his best friend, you know, like a dog is.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, but the cat's always making fun of him and calling him like a pansy and stuff.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
But then he goes to work at this place and, what's her name? Gemma Arterton's in it, I think her name is. Arterton. She was in Hansel and Gretel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Anna Kendrick, and they all like work with him, and then he ends up killing people and stuff. And it's pretty fucking gross, I guess.
Like, gory?
No, like he sees his apartment as clean, but it actually isn't because you see everything through his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I like this. This sounds neat.
It was very good. It was Ryan Reynolds is not bad. I can't think of a bad thing he's done.
That's fair.
What was that one where he was with Sandra Bullock and he played her assistant?
Oh, where they had to pretend they were getting married or whatever?
Yeah, just married maybe.
Oh, was he in that? I don't know.
Who cares?
I can only think of Deadpool and this and Free Guy.
Yeah, then he's amazing.
Yeah. And Free Guy, because Free Guy's fucking awesome.
Too, yeah, right.
But yeah, I give it a watch. It's entertaining at least.
Yeah, I like
sort
Anna
of
Kendrick
horror-y.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, Anna Kendrick is always good.
Comedy horror.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because then it's... I don't want to spoil too much, but he keeps heads in his refrigerator and they talk to him when he opens the refrigerator.
Oh, nice. No. Yeah. I'll definitely
That's
check
fun.
This out.
And then I also finished the show, The Girl in the Mirror show.
Yeah. What do you give it out
of what?
Overall.
I give it a yeah. If you like that kind of thing.
Remind me what it was about.
Girl in the Mirror. This group of kids goes on a trip and they end up in a bus crash down the mountain. Okay. Then you find out some weird supernatural things happened when they were all laying in the bottom of the ravine before and they're going through.
Right.
It gets like really like I'd say demon worshiping, but there's kind of like that kind of aspect in it.
Oh, now I'm going. Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin too much if you watch because they expand like third to last episode.
All right. Yeah, I might have to check it out.
I missed what this was.
Girl in the Mirror.
Girl in the Mirror. There it is.
Yeah, because then the girl has amnesia, the one who survived the crash, and she starts to slowly remember things from her life and whatnot.
All right. What's it on, if you don't mind?
Netflix, I believe, is where I saw it.
God damn it.
Okay.
I think. Right. I'm pretty sure it was. What did I play? I did finish Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not really a super long one, is it?
No.
What do you got?
Not really super great either.
15 hours?
Probably.
Something like that.
And that was just with a lot of dicking around and exploring. If you just played it and went where you're supposed to, you could probably do it in 10.
Right.
It's okay. Combat's terrible, though.
Yeah, so you wouldn't suggest it overall?
No.
Ah! Well, the story's
if you really
good.
Like this, the story's not that great either.
Oh, okay.
I like the story.
And it's not bad, but it's not like going to grab your attention and keep you in. If you,
it's not groundbreaking new shit. Yeah.
No, but something about the story, it was enough to get me to finish it.
Yeah,
because I didn't love it.
Well, they're your friends too, you know. You're used to these guys.
There was plenty of times if it wasn't Guardians. The characters and the story, I would have just stopped playing because the combat was not fun for me.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I don't know. Give it a shot if you really want to. Then I played this game called State of Mind.
State of Mind.
It's
a puzzler?
No.
Damn.
It's kind of like...
It's got to be a walking sim.
Heavy Rain-ish, where you're controlling a guy going around and stuff. You actually control two guys, but it turns out one of them lives in an AI world and is the mind of the other guy from that world that put into it. And you're trying to figure out what happened. Your wife disappears and you're trying to figure out what happened with your wife and kid. And you're kind of like bouncing between these two guys. One the actual guy and one his AI.
Cool.
It wasn't that bad. It was, I don't know.
Just some type of indie.
Yeah. I don't know how indie it was.
Like what kind of game? Like action, platformer?
No.
Just like.
It's sort of walking sim-ish. You weren't too far off.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
It's more of like
a choose your own adventure.
Yeah. I mean, you walk around. You really can't die too much.
Like Heavy Rain.
More of a visual novel situation.
Visual novel, yeah. Well, okay. But it's more than, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Well, that's all I did, Papa Scotch. Why don't you tell us what you did?
Okay. We went on a hell of a 90s run.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Can we take guesses?
I suppose, sure. Why not?
Time I know what Cop. You did last summer.
You know what? We did watch I Know What You Did Last Summer. But
nice.
I didn't have it on my list. Cop. I completely forgot to write it down, but we did watch that. That was weird. What movie am I thinking of right now, Dr. Scientist?
Scream.
No, I was thinking of The Muppets Take Manhattan.
No.
Radical.
No.
Oh.
No. Trump Slap was closer, but it was neither of those. Anyway, so we watched three classics. All of them I have not seen in years. We started with Demolition Man.
Oh, great movie.
Which is, you know, I remember so much from that movie, and I know I've watched it over the years, but we watched it again the other day, and I was surprised how much I forgot. It's like a 2-hour and 40-minute movie.
Is it really?
I can remember about 30 seconds of it.
I know
exactly
all of it. Ask me something.
You know the highlights, and then you watch the movie, and you're like, man, they are really setting this up for like 1.5 hours.
I don't know. I've seen the movie like 6 times, dude.
It's great.
I love it.
It's fun. It's stupid. The only restaurant left is Taco Bell.
Yeah, and they only listen to jingles on the radio.
Yeah, there's a lot to love.
There is.
And then speaking of a lot to love, we watched The Craft.
Oh.
I feel like you just watched that not too long ago.
And we talked about
it. We watched the remake that came out.
Oh, okay.
You watched the 90s version.
Nice.
Yeah, I watched the OG one with Robin Tunney.
And Frieza Bulk.
She did that, Robin Tunney? Tunney? I forget how to pronounce it.
Tunney,
she
did this.
Tunney, she did this, and she did Empire Records, and I never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably made enough money. Both of those are good movies. Retire. $1 million, that's all you need.
I thought she was in one other thing, but
in the 90s.
Maybe like Girl Interrupted.
I don't know. Let's see you quick.
That's just
The Craft, Vertical Limit, never heard of it. End of Days.
Oh, yeah.
That's movie a great fucking movie, rules. Too. But yeah, she hasn't done much.
Well, she has a lot of movies in her thing here, but none I've heard of.
She's still out there. She's still working. I guess I just, you know, missed her. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize personally to Robin Tunney. And I'm sorry if your name was mispronounced. I apologize for that.
That's
cool.
You can just send us an email.
The only thing in the last 20 years I've even heard of that she did was Love. And I've never watched that.
That show?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. That had some really good actors in it.
Yeah, that has the one from Community. Like the only good one.
Yeah.
Can't think of her name.
Oh, fuck. She's on Comedy Bang Bang like 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jillian Jacobs.
Yes.
Jillian Jacobs?
Yep.
And also has Paul Rust.
Yep.
That guy's awesome. I know them all from Comedy Bang Bang, actually.
The other girl, that's Claudia O'Doherty. She's pretty good,
she's
too.
She's cool, too. She's from Comedy Bang Bang, too.
Yeah. She was also in Cuckoo, I think.
She's been in a lot of shit lately.
Yeah. Where were we, Papa Scotch? Is that where we were at?
Then we, after that, we watched The Crow. I did not remember any of that. That is a violent movie.
I haven't seen that.
I don't remember it.
25 years.
Dude, if you're in the mood for an action movie, because it's more action than I remembered it having, but go watch that and just know you're going to see some like really stinky cheddar. It is cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. There's some, to use the term of the kids, there's some cringe lines in it. That should be on a t-shirt they sell at the emo store.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking hot topic.
Hot topic. That's what I called it, the emo store. You guys know what I meant. And then the last thing we watched, we started rewatching The X-Files.
Oh,
nice. That's
from season one,
fun,
episode
dude.
One?
Yeah, season one, episode one. I remember it being a much different show.
Right.
Well, the first season is really hard to get through.
Yeah, they don't have their footing yet.
Yeah.
Where are we? We're at like somewhere in between 10 and 14, maybe like 12, but we just saw the one with guest starring Crowley from Supernatural as the pyro guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. That guy was awesome.
It's weird when you go back to those and you see all the actors you know from other things.
You didn't know them at that time, yeah.
Yeah, I also didn't remember ever that there was a whole backstory where Mulder was dating this like British secret agent.
Oh, yeah. That was only for like the first season, though, wasn't it?
She was also in that episode. It was the same one. And then we like never hear from her again, I don't think.
No, because nobody wanted to see Mulder dating somebody.
Yeah, that wasn't Scully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out of here. But yeah,
It's like a flashback to the 90s, too, when you watch
it. Oh, yeah, especially the outfits that fucking Anderson wears.
The fucking shoulder pads were still
up. I know.
Fucking for real.
You forget that show started in 93.
I thought it was before that, actually. But
was it? Wait, I might actually be incorrect.
No, you could be very right. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it's also hard watching 93. Like a cop show, basically, when they don't have cell phones.
Dude, yeah. They don't have cell phones. I remember last time I watched The X-Files, she buys a whole bag of groceries for $11. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that's impossible now.
Yeah, right?
$11? I could get 2 wedges of cheese.
Yeah, if you're on sale.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's also so many more episodes of X-Files than I remembered.
Yeah.
But I think the last 2 seasons out of fucking 14 or whatever they are. 12.
I gather there's a lot. And then the newer ones, too, if you count them.
Yeah, luckily those are like 8 and 10.
Yeah.
But all the other seasons are like 20.
Yeah. You know, back when that was back in the day when it fucking a lot of seasons.
How long does it take before it becomes Annabeth Gish and the Terminator?
I think at the end of season like 5?
I was going to say 5 or 6.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah. That's kind of near the end.
Yeah, then
there
you
are
can
11
stop watching
seasons.
At that point.
Two, I guess, were the new ones. So I guess it ended its original run in the first 9.
I actually just watched, maybe like 2 years ago, but I watched the last normal season because that one was good.
With Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, where they tried to close up all of the loophole and the lone gunman and stuff. And then there was an episode with Krychek.
Season 8 is when we get Annabeth Gish and Robert Patrick.
That's when I stopped watching it originally.
Yeah.
Me too. Same.
Yeah.
I was also in college at that time, so it was harder to watch on a Friday night.
Not for me.
Oh, and then what I played. So, yeah, we're still doing this. I really like, I watched the Fallout trailer a couple more times, like, and
it's a trailer, dude.
I know, and I got really excited about Fallout, so I started a new playthrough of Fallout 4.
Nice, damn it. Maybe I'll do that now.
Now, I also took another step and downloaded a bunch of mods.
Oh.
So
you're playing on the computer, or do they have mods on PlayStation now?
No, they have mods on PlayStation for this game.
Nice. Like what?
Like you have to go to Bethesda's website, you have to open an account, which I probably had to do for some previous game, but once you do that, you have a library, and then you add mods to your library, and then you can go into the game and go to the mods menu, and they'll pop up.
Sick.
And you just click on them, and you run them, but I think I went through a couple lists online and they had a bunch of overlap of what are the best mods. So I just grabbed some of the highlights. I didn't get too deep into it, but it ranges from everything from a whole bunch of new crafting supplies. There was one that's just like the unofficial Fallout 4 patch, which had a whole shitload of bug fixes in it. There was one to increase graphics. There was one with a whole bunch of wacky weapons. There was also one which I It was designed to open up the world, and by open up the world, I mean you could go into more buildings. Like, whoever this person was, they designed more interiors.
Oh, that's cool.
But I haven't really seen that yet.
Did they make one that you don't have to worry about the settlements?
I don't know. I haven't checked yet. But, or just, I can shut up the, like, I can pause the Minutemen. That would be great.
Yeah.
But I did get one where Arturo, the two that I've used a lot is a mod called Arturo Has It All. He's the vendor in Diamond City.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into his account, and he just has thousands more rounds of ammo, like a whole bunch more caps, like any gun you could possibly buy. So I feel like that's not cheating, because I still have to buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other helpful mod, this is the last one, I swear, but the last helpful mod I had is you can download a safe house in Diamond City in one of those trailers out back.
Oh, so you just teleport there?
You could just teleport there, or you could pop in, and it's just like a trailer with all of the benches in it. So if you wanted to make something or store something real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It was pretty awesome.
So they're all kind of like quality of life upgrades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to probably get into the more wacky ones later, but for now I'm just kind of playing through it, getting my footing again. I just got to Diamond City, you know, I'm not too far in.
Yeah. Wait until you get bored with it and then put in the crazy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the fucking death claws are three times the size or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Big head death claws.
Nice.
Yeah, like there was also one where it improves the sights on all the guns, so it looks more like a Call of Duty looking down.
Oh, that's cool.
Aim down the sights, which really helped. So that's been more fun to not use VATS. But anyway, okay, I'll stop talking about it. But it's fun. Dr. Scientist, I know you've never played 4, but I highly recommend it.
Yeah, that's a good one. If you never played Fallout or New Vegas, I'd say play that too.
I played Vegas, wasn't too impressed with it.
Yeah, well, it's different.
But that's all I did. So how about you there, Sir Chomp Slap? What have you been playing, watching, doing? What's going on over there?
Well, speaking of Fallout, I've been playing Outer Worlds.
Well, you know. That's there too.
Yeah, I don't see it going. Maybe I'll go the whole way. It says I'm like 30% into it, so we'll see.
Hmm.
It's nothing to write home about, but I mean, it's a fun game. If you just want to put something on and mindlessly explore, but
that's kind of what I wanted to do with my new 4 playthrough. Just explore.
Yeah, it's so fun. That's like my favorite part of any Fallout game. It's just looking through shit and discovering it myself. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. What I watched, you said.
Mm-hmm. You did say.
You guys ever hear of Time Cop?
God, I
wonder where you pulled that out of.
If I have seen Time Cop, I don't remember any of it.
Is that the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Van Damme. Time travel. Yeah. Action from 94.
I wish they'd make more Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Oh, that was great.
That was.
But this movie is fun, dude. It's still a good fun movie. Their idea, it was made in 94. I think it takes place in 2004 around the election. And their idea of a future car, it's fucking wild, man.
It was a little optimistic is what you're saying?
No.
No.
What was it like?
It looks ridiculous. It's like a regular fucking squarey Ford Focus with fucking, I don't know.
Like a cyber truck?
No. It just has like tubes and shit on the outside.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's not aerodynamic at all. It's just silly. I don't know who the fuck, just whatever. But the one guy, like, you know, you're not supposed to be able to touch yourself. The person, if you go back in time, if you touch yourself, weird shit happens. Well, it happens in this movie.
Oh.
So it finally answers the question, what will happen if you try time travel and touch yourself? Mm-hmm. And it's apparently you turn into a really badly rendered blob of red and blue goo.
Oh, nice.
It disappear.
That checks out. I mean, that's what I assumed it was. I just didn't have any confirmation.
Yeah. I mean, the time travel shit was fucking stupid. He does the Van Damme split.
Yeah. Oh, that's from that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's water on the floor. A guy fucking taser at it to electrocute him, and he jumps
up
on it.
He's got to do a split and everything.
He does it like three times in this movie.
I kind of want to watch Jean-Claude Van Johnson again.
Dude, do yourself a favor. Watch Time Cop, because it's something.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't remember it, but I know people online talk about it fondly.
Yeah.
But I was like, also, I'm going to second that. I'm going to say after Time Cop, go watch probably the second best Van Damme movie, which is Sudden Death.
Oof.
That's a fucking movie.
Okay. All right.
It's Die Hard at a Penguins playoff game.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one. Shit, I should watch that. You know what sucked, though?
What?
Young Einstein.
Oh, Yahoo Serious?
Dude. I remember being fond of this movie when I was a kid because it came out when I was like 12, 11 or 12.
Yeah, something like that.
But now I feel bad for whoever had anything to do with this shit.
Oh, come on. It can't be any worse than any other 90s movie.
It's horrible, dude. There's like the sound effects and shit, like doing,
boing. Like, sounds 90s.
Yeah. I talked about Australian movies last week, but this one was fucking bad. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I really don't.
Do your favorite. Do you watch it with the wife?
Yeah. Like, seriously.
Oh, we. Oh, my God. Did we?
No. He's saying, do yourself a favor and do it.
Oh, I thought you said you already did. No. Did I? Why do you remember better than I do?
Make her watch it with you and tell, give us a report next time.
Yeah, he splits an atom to put fizz in beer.
Yeah. He was a genius of his time.
Like, his dad's makes beer in a fucking shack, and he's like, you know what this needs? Fizz.
And he splits an atom with like a hammer and chisel.
Yeah. And he yeah.
I kind of remember a little bit of it, but.
And people think he's nuts. And then.
I very much remember the poster because one of the video stores in town left that poster up for like 6 years.
Oh, I bet. I wish I had it. It's a good poster.
I don't remember which one it was, but it is a good poster. That's all I remember about it.
Then he plays an electric guitar to defuse an atomic bomb. Come on, man.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Give it a watch. It sucks shit, but it's I don't know. It's a watch. Then I watched this movie called Night Shift.
Which one? Is that the one with the girl in the
hotel?
Oh, is it a hotel? No, I was thinking of the cop, the one with the, she's on PlayStation.
Oh, that's the last shift.
Yeah. Okay. No, this woman gets a job at a hotel and weird shit starts happening. She starts seeing shit and you're like, oh my God, it's haunted. She talks to somebody who's there and they're like, yeah, this place has been haunted, blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know. It wasn't good. It was good up until the point where it's like, let's say 25 minutes before the end. There's like this big reveal and you're like, oh, okay. Well, that's the end of the movie. And then there's like 20 minutes of just dumb bullshit.
Oh, that's the worst. When the movie ends and it just kind of keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. The very end, you're like, oh, okay. That's why they did all this, but it's dumb. I don't know. It annoyed me. So don't watch that.
Okay.
Don't watch Young on. I don't know.
No, watch it, Papa Scotch.
Yeah, Papa Scotch, watch it. Fans, I don't know. Use your best judgment. If I say it's fucking terrible, it's got to be pretty bad. But yeah, do watch Time Cop.
Okay, that's a definite yes.
Yeah, And that's all I did this week.
Okay, well, if that's all we got, let's go ahead and move into the Play Time Vibe Check.
Let me crack open a can of Vibe here.
Ooh, hand me one of those icy cold Vibes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's some smooth Vibe.
Ah. All right, let's get into the Vibe check here. Did you guys know there's an Among Us animated show coming?
That's got to be terrible.
But it's got, like, real people signed up. Like, Yvette Nicole Brown from Community signed up. Randall Park from Fresh Off the Boat, Elijah Wood, Ashley Johnson from The Last of Us. They've all been cast to be voices of the
Mungans.
The Mungas?
Among Us's?
An Among Us animated shit.
I wonder if it's, all right, if it's like, a detective whodunit that changes every week, kind of like Clue, maybe I'll watch it.
That would be neat. Like every week it's a new guy. And
well, it's the same characters every week, but one of them gets killed and you have to figure out who the alien is. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just like where it's a Groundhog Day style, but it's of a day like The Thing universe from the movie The Thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like that'd the game, awful. I guess. I
yeah. Know. Unless it's going to have absolutely nothing to do with the game.
Very well could. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, man, I'm looking at this. I do not have a lot for the Vibe check, but.
That's cool.
Apparently, the Halo 2 multiplayer is back. You can play Halo 2 multiplayer 14 years after the service has been shut down.
What about 3?
I don't know about 3.
It's going to be released for PlayStation later this year.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what they're getting at.
Let's make some
unfounded rumors.
Yeah, unsubstantiated rumors here.
Apparently, there's a group that calls themselves Insignia, and they were the ones that put this together and revived the server. So I guess it's not an official Xbox thing.
Oh, whatever.
So if you have an original Xbox, you need to install Insignia and sign up for a gamer tag, and then you can, this whole lengthy instruction guide of how you're able to play it. So it's kind of like a hack, but hey, if you really, really, really want to play Halo 2 multiplayer, I guess you got it. Congrats.
Yeah, good for you guys.
That's great. And did you guys also notice that the Star Wars Battlefront game came out? Like they remastered the original ones?
No,
didn't.
Yeah, they remastered them and put them in a classic collection and then released them, but like didn't. think it was important to tell anybody about it.
Oh, well, I guess it wasn't that important.
Yeah. Okay. No thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know anything about any of these games.
Oh, man. That's like all I got for the vibe check.
Are you sure? Anything else happened in life?
I mean, we can just go on.
No.
Yeah. It's already like 25 minutes in, man.
I mean, do you have any vibes? All right. Guess not.
All right, well, let's get into the game here. How about we just go into the game, pretend that didn't happen.
Let's do it.
Nah.
This week, we're talking about the Wii classic Mad World.
Ooh.
I like that song. Tears for Fears, is it?
Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
No, Mad World. Isn't there a song called Mad World?
It was released March 10th, 2009. Number one song in the country. Any guesses,
when
gentlemen?
Was it released?
March 10th, 2009.
Kanye West.
That's a good guess.
Nope.
All right.
I believe this song was in The Hangover, possibly The Hangover 2, featured very prominently.
I saw the first one once.
No idea, man.
Help you out.
Tagline.
There's no tagline. There's just
tagline first. Chorus.
Should we call somebody to sing it? Or should you guys just.
Yeah, if I've never heard it, it might not help, but yeah.
Okay, let's give somebody a call here.
Let's see who's on the line.
Ooh. Shit. What button did I press?
Oh, he doesn't know who he dialed.
Is it Bentley?
Could be anybody.
Hello, this is John F. Kennedy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Man. Hey.
He's back on. Hey.
How did we get your number again?
You tell me. You called me.
All right, JFK. So we're calling you cold here, but could you sing this song for us?
What song?
Just text it to
I'm going to text it to you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is one of my favorites. Okay, you guys want to hear it? I'm only going to do it once. Here we go.
Yeah, do it, Kay.
Thanks, JFK. Appreciate it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm spending my money. I'm out of control. Somebody help me. She taking my bankroll. But I'm king of the club, and I'm wearing a crown, popping these bottles, touching these models. Watching the asses go down. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down, down.
You guys have any guesses?
I have no fucking idea.
I can't think of what it is. I know what song. I know what song it is, but I can't think of the name or who sings it.
It was a very popular song by the artist Flo Rida.
Yes, that's right. It's by Flo Rida. It's Right Round.
Right Round. Okay.
Right Round by Flo.
Anyway, yeah, thanks, John. Johnny, we appreciate that.
It was my pleasure to serve in this capacity.
Okay, thanks. Man, I didn't know I still had that guy's number.
That's wild.
Well, there you go. Number one movie in the country, a movie I completely forgot fucking existed. Tagline is, I'll just give you the tagline. The tagline is, the race is on.
Fast and Furious 6.
Speed Racer.
No, and no.
Fast and Furious 7.
No, it's not a Fast and Furious.
Okay.
But it does star someone who was in one of the Fast and Furious films.
Chronicles of Riddick?
Ludacris?
No, I wish it was Luda. Anyway, the synopsis. Jack Bruno, a Las Vegas taxi driver, is swept up in the adventure of a lifetime when he meets Sarah and Seth, a pair of extraterrestrial youths who possess paranormal powers.
That doesn't help me at all, man.
No idea.
In order to prevent an invasion of Earth, Jack must help the Utes reach their spaceship, which is buried within Witch Mountain.
Is it called Witch Mountain?
Something about Witch Mountain.
The race.
Race to Witch Mountain?
The race to Witch Mountain. There we go. You
nailed
it.
The Rock in it?
The Rock is in it, yes. He's Jack Bruno.
Yeah, okay. Forgot this movie existed. You're right.
Yeah, I still don't know it exists.
I vaguely remember him in a cab with children.
Yeah.
That must have been this. That's all I got.
Could have been the Tooth Fairy, though.
Yeah,
could have been another American classic.
He's a
hockey player.
Yeah.
Fuck me. All right. Well, this day in history, March 10th, 1862, the United States issues its first paper money in the form of $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, $500, and $1,000 notes.
Who was on them?
Nobody knows.
It was released for the Wii, developed by Platinum Games and published by Sega. It is a single-player beat-em-up hack and slash that Dr. Scientist picked this week, I reckon.
Yeah.
I was thinking about saying, no, because I like when he gets it wrong and he thinks,
every time you're like, well, I'm like, and you want to shout out a fan, I'm like, oh, fuck, I fucked it up. But this week, it was definitely Dr. Science.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you lead us into this? Tell us what this game's all about.
Well, pimps, players, and pain purveyors.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's about a city called Varigan City on an island called Jefferson Island. And this super secret organization kind of blows up all the bridges and shuts off all the communications so no one can get in or out.
Okay. Well, that's the beginning.
Yeah. It's a lot like the third Batman movie with Christopher. Oh, what the fuck's his name? Not Christian Bale, not Christopher.
With Bane.
Yeah.
Kind of like Infamous, too. But I guess the government did that so the virus wouldn't spread.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's kind of like stupid things of them like trying to fly over with helicopters and getting shot down. Mm-hmm. So people don't really know what's going on inside. And then it cuts to inside and there's this mysterious figure, 13, who's trying to get contestants for the game.
So people do know.
People inside do.
Oh, you can only watch it from inside?
Well, unless you're one of the rich people paying for it, I assume.
Yeah, that's what I assume. I assume it was like a super expensive pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 13 is one of them that's doing this, and I guess they all sponsor people in these fights and then see who the last one alive is, and then they dissolve. They talk about that more later.
Yeah,
but anyway.
It's a lot like the Hunger Games.
Sort of, yeah, yeah.
How they get sponsored and try to kill each other. Yep.
But then they show like the character that you play as, his name is Jack. And they show him come up killing a bunch of people. And he's like, all right, I'll get signed by 13. And then boom, he gets in.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was very quick. Very quick.
Yeah,
he showed his chops.
He kills people good in this game, I guess.
Oh, real good.
He's got a really cool chainsaw arm.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he does. Much cooler than Bruce Campbell's.
Yeah, because he still has a hand.
Yeah. Even though it's robotic.
That's even better if you ask me.
So then I guess the idea of this is that people who get sponsored can get guns and whatever they want and just go on and fight whoever they do. And the game setup is like you go through these games and you end up fighting people and moving up the ladder. And they kind of have dumb games. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. It's like the...
Yeah, we will.
Is it the game 13 where you have to kill all the assassins? It's kind of like that.
Kind of.
But a game show.
Yeah. And it's called Death Watch. And it's got like these two broadcasters. It kind of like does it as a show. And these two, like American Gladiators almost, where they play games and kill people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they didn't kill people, American Gladiators, but...
But you can imagine if they did.
So you go through these and you play all kinds of dumb games and kill people and you end up fighting boss fights. And every time before the game, they have this guy come on in the Black Baron and he explains the game. And he always says, pimps, players, and pain purveyors.
Oh, that's where you got that. I didn't get that.
I do like his assistant who always kills him.
Yeah. He's got like this S&M outfit woman with him that always kills him in the thing to show you kind of how it's done. I don't know how he comes back.
I love it. She always walks out and she's supposed to be like the ring girl, you know, like the eye candy. And then she just picks him up and throws him into the trap every time.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this reality.
Yeah. She was the coolest character, actually.
And you fight people and you move up the ladder. After you do that, there's little scenes in between, which is what I'll talk about because it's kind of pointless to talk about all the people you kill. Unless you come across, if you pass one that you want to talk about, you liked a lot, sure to interject.
All right. No.
People that you kill? Okay.
But then it gets to this part where the next part, he takes out his earpiece because 13 gave him one to hear it so he could talk to him. And you see him like launching a rocket outside the thing, like a little thing.
Oh, yeah. Like a flare almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you kind of get it that 13's here with an agenda outside of just killing people. Not 13. His name is Jack. You got me saying it now.
I know, right?
And he's like, 13 gets in his ear and he's like, hey, man, we got to entertain people. You got to go killing people. Let's do it. So you go to the next one and do it. And there's man darts, which is pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also sections where you can ride a motorcycle. A lot like that Suda 51 game.
Yeah, right? Exactly, dude. And I thought it was a shout out to him with 13.
Oh, maybe.
I also have written here, you fight a Nazi robot man.
Oh, yeah. Von Twirlin Killer.
Oh, Von, what's it? Is what I wrote.
I had to pause it and copy it down. So I guess what it is. All the bosses are sort of interesting, I thought, at least in design. Yeah. They're all like ridiculous. But that's what the game is, just ridiculousness. So then you get to this scene where you're talking in your other earpiece to someone outside and you find out that you're undercover in here And she's like, well, there's no virus found, so I don't know what's going on. She's like, don't touch the corpses, you know, try and stay out of the spotlight until we figure everything out about what's going on.
Okay.
So you're kind of getting the gist that there's a lot more to Jack than you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot more to this situation than we know.
Yeah, because they don't really explain a lot until later.
No, but if you read the wiki, it explains it right away.
And I know. What the fuck? So then you end up in this, like, Chinatown area. And you come across a...
It's actually called Little Asia Town.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to say Asia Town.
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that one.
That's a name, man.
And you find, like, there's a civilian there. And he's like, I'm a doctor and blah, blah, blah. And you find out that there's points for killing people. And doctors are worth a lot, whatever. And kind of like that this game is going on. And people are just killing people for points and trying to win the money.
Yeah. Very terrible dystopian future.
Yeah,
but we're like 3 years away from this.
I know, right?
I know, not very far off. But Jack gets there and he fights off a bunch of people and stuff, and you find out that the game, you do save the civilian and let him go.
Yeah,
and then you have a conversation with 13, and he's like, "You can't just let people go. You got to kill them." And he's like, "These games have been going on for thousands of years."
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know. He's like, and then he has this quote. He's like, "The price of power is blood, and sometimes looking to cut costs, we just made these games because
I think." Okay, I have a theory. I think what he means is, like, when two people or nation states or whatever, like the Illuminati level people, when they want to solve their differences instead of actually fighting each other, they just commission soldiers to fight each other and whoever wins, wins.
Yeah, something along that line.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got from it. And
that makes
so
a lot more sense.
They've been doing shit like this for 1,000 years because that's how they solve their debates. And this event is just huge.
Whenever there's something that has to be decided, they do it this way.
All right.
Yeah. And then the person who wins can decide what happens.
Okay.
But they decided something like this is the first time it's ever been on the scale of like a whole city or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like gladiator games, man.
Exactly. It's like sending a single gladiator to fight instead of a whole army.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in that movie Troy with Brad Pitt.
Well, that movie Gladiator.
With
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fighting around the world.
And so the civilian that you saved, his name is Leo.
He's a doctor.
He's actually a resident in the ER.
Oh, yes.
Close enough, I guess. And he describes what happened originally in the town before Jack got there. And that when they first shut it down, because this is like 3 days after it originally shut down, they sprayed everybody with a virus.
Oh.
And told them all that if one of them killed somebody, they'd get the vaccine. So people just had to go around killing people, getting vaccines and stuff.
Makes sense.
And then eventually it turned into this game where the people who killed the most get $100 million. And the virus will kill everybody in 24 hours, except for the people who survive with the vaccine.
Except for the people who kill.
Yeah. So Jack's like, well, who'd you kill to get it? And Leo's like, I didn't kill anybody. I kind of stole it from somebody who killed somebody.
Yeah. He died, though, right before he could use it.
Yeah, it was shady as fuck.
Yeah. Leo kind of reminded me of that nerdy kid from Sunset Overdrive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that for sure.
So then it cuts to the organization that runs this whole thing, I guess. I forgot. I don't even remember what they call them. The Death Watchers. Because the game.
Yeah, they were Watchers and Seekers or something.
The Seekers are the ones that pay. The sponsors are like 13 and stuff.
Yeah.
And the Death Watchers are the other ones who like run the games.
Then there's another. The Chasers are a fucking group. We'll get to that.
We'll get to it. The guy explains it right now because he's talking about.
Right.
He figures out who Jack is. And apparently he was a Marine who became a detective. And then he went rogue.
Just like that fucking Die Hard game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then he went to he was a fitness
Except
influencer.
This is much more believable.
Yeah, exactly. It is, sadly.
And then eventually Jack became a chaser, which is, I guess, people who get paid by rich people to find other people.
Oh, that makes sense. Like a bounty hunter kind
of. Sort of, yeah, yeah. And they're like, well, obviously he's here for a reason. Figure out why he's here. Cuts off to you killing more people and getting in the boss fights. And then it comes back to these guys. And he's like, we figure it out. We assume he's here trying to find the mayor's daughter because the mayor's kind of rich and stuff. And the mayor's daughter's in here.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
And so they assume he's there to try and get her out of the town. So they're like, all right, well, put $1 million bounty on Jack's head. See who can kill him and try to make the money.
That's what I'd do.
Damn.
Yep. So then I guess I'm assuming in the game you have to fight off more guys. But
yeah,
it cuts to a scene in this like lavish I guess, penthouse. I don't want to say castle.
It's kind of like a...
It's kind of a castle, actually.
Like a tower in the middle of the city.
And that's where the mayor's daughter is. Her name is Naomi. Mm-hmm. Naomi Boris. Boris? I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently she's with all these other rich people who are just watching the games in there.
Yeah, they're having like a party, just chilling.
Yeah, they're not worried about dying or getting the vaccine or the virus or anything. They're just hanging out, watching everybody get killed. Having a good time. Mm-hmm. So then you fight a Frankenstein guy I have written here.
Yeah, and a Dracula lady.
Yeah. The Dracula lady was kind of cool.
Yeah.
A knife queen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's all kinds. A guy on a bike, a Yokozuna.
Takes all kinds.
It sure does.
All right.
This is after you leave Naomi. You're like, oh, you're just here.
Yeah, well, then you finally get into where Naomi is.
Oh, okay, okay.
You fight the vampire chick right before.
Right, Naomi. All right.
And Jack's like, wait a minute, you guys did this. And then he's like, calls on his other headpiece to the girl on the outside. And he's like, make sure that the mayor of this town's arrested. He's kind of having to do with this. And he's like,
I'll leave Naomi. I don't need to fucking get her now.
Yep.
She's a piece of shit.
And then Naomi does this like, you can't have my dad arrest. And he just kind of smacks the shit out of her.
Nah, jerk.
So then the Death Watchers are talking and they're like, more and more people are liking Jack. We're losing money because people are betting on him and he keeps killing people. And he's like, we got to come up with a way to get him taken out. How about we get him to this military base on the side of town?
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah, they're like, we can't take him out discreetly. We have to kill him on camera because all these people have bets on him and shit.
So he ends up at this military base with aliens because I guess there was a military base in the city where they did research on aliens, whatever. And he fights his way through.
This is after the motorcycle fight, right?
Oh, this is a motorcycle fight right now.
Which
Kojak.
One?
Oh, nice.
There were several, weren't there?
Yeah.
I think there were.
Well, this is the guy. They go out of their way to say Kojak never gets off his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you have to fight him on his motorcycle. Yeah. Clever. Very clever.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Death Watchers are talking about how people are losing more and more money. And like, we got to figure out who's paying for Jack. And he's like, it used to be 13. And they said they kind of like split ways earlier, which I kind of forgot to mention.
Yeah, I don't even remember that in the video. But then
he takes the earpiece out and smashes it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But 13's still paying for him.
Once he figures out where Naomi is,
Yeah, and then it's more killing, more bosses. Eventually gets back to the Death Watchers, and they're talking to 13. And 13's like, yeah, I'm paying. This is great. And he's like, by the way, did you check his DNA? And they're like, what?
Yeah, that was just... How did 13 know?
I don't know. They don't really explain it. I don't know. It makes just as much sense as everything else in this game. So it didn't really bother me that much.
All right, fair.
And they never explain afterwards how they get it. Because they just then have it and like fucking run it in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably some blood from one of the fights, you know.
That's probably
well, it's
true.
Okay. It's either his DNA, you know, had blood or sweat or something and they figured it out. I think it's equally as plausible that they tried that before. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be part of them trying to figure out who the fuck he was?
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a lot easier just to run the DNA if it's that.
This is 2009. I don't know how well DNA banks were.
Well, it seemed pretty fucking fast when they did it.
Well, I mean, they're rich.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's true. They have better computers, the rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much better than Papa Scotch, at least.
Oh, jerk.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, that's for damn tootin'.
So you fight a giant robot that's controlled by some fat guy, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Cuts back to the Death Watchers, and they're like, we figured out who he is. He's the one who won the 2001 Death Watch games.
Not the last Death Watch.
Yeah. That was that Jack.
What?
And they're like, apparently after he won, someone had helped erase his identity and do all this other stuff, change his past.
They're like, they changed his past, erased his identity, changed his face, changed everything about him.
Yeah.
It's like, did they?
And I guess that's, you're supposed to assume that the Chasers helped him do this.
Yeah. Or they just fucking hacked the DNA bank and put this guy's name in there.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. Could be.
And then they're like, well, let's just kill him. And then all of a sudden, the Death Watchers are talking, and guess who walks in?
Ooh.
I don't know. Who else?
Leo.
The fuck? The guy you didn't kill?
Yeah, the guy you didn't kill. And he's like, no.
The resident at the ER?
Yeah.
The very same.
Dr. Leo.
The nerve.
And he's like, hey, we follow the rules. You kill him the right way.
Oh my God, he's one of the organizers.
He's like, we run the game. The sponsors pay for it. And there's a bunch of bullshit about shell companies to do all this. And I forget I should have written down the lady's name outside. Amala.
Yeah, Amala.
Yeah. Well, she ends up talking to Jack. And she says that, obviously that people start building this before the town was down because there's all these arenas and shit.
Yeah.
And she's been in like...
She's like, there's something going on.
Digging into this. And he's like, there's a bunch of shell companies. And
they've been government involvement.
Yep. Building for this thing for months and blah, blah, blah. And like, and then some other stuff. They're like, she talks about how they caught a guy who did this. And then from higher up was down, they let him go. And he's like, yeah. Jack's like, yeah, the government's kind of like in on it too. Got to be careful who you talk to.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, I'm just here to find my way to number one.
Again.
And meet with the Death Watchers.
He's like, yeah, I did this three times, or I'm a three-time champ, but this is the only way to get to the Death Watchers, so yeah. I'll have to win again.
Yeah, he's like, I won this three times, I'm going to win a fourth, which means he must have won others before the last one.
Yeah, he was the reigning champ for the last two, apparently.
Yeah.
And still won those.
It's mighty impressive, though, to win a couple Death Watches. I'll give him that.
Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah. And no one put that together or even thought that maybe he would do it.
Well, they redid his face. Like him. They did his background.
He's a totally different guy. Same motorcycle, but nothing else.
Is it the same motorcycle?
No, I don't know.
It was more of a rhetorical question.
I don't.
And then 13 takes over his earpiece and starts cutting in. And he's like, hey, there's always a purpose for these games. People need the bloodthirst to keep themselves happy. And he's like, I'm not happy because I was duped into thinking there was a bigger reason for having this. And they lied to me.
Yeah, and 13's like, it's nothing, dude. It's just people like to watch
people
shit
just
burn.
Want to watch people. That there's no reason they're not doing anything with this. Then Jack's like, I'm going to burn it all down.
Nice. I love when people say that.
Yeah. So then.
Well, plus 13 gives you a name here. Springvale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
And he tells Mala to look into Springvale. And they set up the building. Blah, blah, blah. And apparently at the last... This is 2009, so I'm assuming it's the 2004 election, maybe. I don't know. They said that after the last election, a socialist came into power and they lost a bunch of money sort of doing this to recoup their losses.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
The 2004 election?
Yeah.
That's the one in Time Cop.
What?
It all makes sense.
It's so weird.
What? What?
That was really that was worth waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So it's basically so the Springvale Corporation can make money, whatever. But you're going to the finals anyway as Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who you're fighting as the number one guy?
Leo?
Yeah, the guy who... No.
Damn.
The Wolfman creature guys.
Black Baron, the guy who was pimping all the games out before.
Oh, yeah.
You see him like 1,000 times through the game.
Because they say he's the champ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that what you looked like before?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Because that's a whole thing, if that's what you looked like before.
Hey, you end up killing the Black Baron, but you take a baseball bat and throw him into a dartboard. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Then the Death Watcher shows up, and he's like, oh, you're doing great. And you won, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he has all these guards around him. He's like, kill him. And then someone blasts right through his head, and he kind of falls down, and Leo's behind him.
Oh, shit. Leo kills Noah? Oh, that's the Death Watcher guy.
Yeah, the Death Watcher guy. Yeah. Was that his name? I'm glad you knew. And he's like, I followed you all the way up here, and I thought I might have to help you. And then Jack just like slices his stomach with his chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I didn't fall for that. Your daddy's company lost money. You've been running this whole thing. He's like, you released the virus you had the vaccine for already.
Yeah, trying to blackmail the world.
Yeah. So Leo tried to pull one over on Jack, and Jack wasn't doing it. He's the one that found out about it. He knew all about it.
Yeah, but before he even talks to Leo, he just breaks his other earpiece.
Oh, so yeah, he punches himself in the head.
I can't hear.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He broke the earpiece. He didn't even take it out of his ear. He just smacked.
Like, yeah, he's like, I don't trust Amala or something, right? Like, she could be in on it.
You really have to fuck up your ear doing that, too.
I know. That had to hurt so bad, dude.
Yeah.
So Leo's standing there bleeding, and they're talking about how Leo's dad's company lost money and they're doing this. And he's like, I'm going to die soon. You better arrest me. And Jack's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And Leo keeps going on about how they did this for fun and he better help him so because he can do it. And Jack's like, man, I don't help people. And then he cuts him in half and throws him off the thing. He's like, I kill people.
Dude. Crazy. Great ending.
Yeah. And so he throws Leo off the building and then that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's like Leo says they did this, the company did it for money, but Leo did it for shits and gigs.
Yeah, because he wanted to see people die.
Because he had so much money in his whole life, he wanted to do something else.
And that's kind of
so
just
the
end.
So does that mean we just got three different explanations as to why these games are happening?
Yeah, right?
No, it's all the same thing.
Well, it's all the company doing it.
Yeah, the company ran the games to make money.
It's the only reason Leo was on the ground was because he wanted to be in it and see it.
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the end. Jack rides off. I guess he's going to do whatever Jack's going to do in Mad World 2.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the game. We did it. We're better people. We're dope. Whatever. Let's get to our final thoughts.
All right.
Okay. I guess I'll go first on this one. It's been a minute.
Do it.
All right.
I always say that, but I have no idea how many episodes it's been since I watched
it. I don't know. You could have went the last time we did it. Yeah. Done, I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
Who knows?
I got some questions for you, though, bud.
Let's do it.
Did watching his video make you want to throw down his jack?
Ooh.
Okay.
Was the story pretty fucking good, or was it pretty fucking whack? Nice. And out of 27 stars, how many would you fit into this game, Sack?
All right, I'll take that.
That wasn't bad.
No, not bad at all.
Did watching this video make me want to play it? Not really, but full disclosure, I owned this game for like 5 years, and then it disappeared in a move.
Oh, really?
It was a real bummer, because my Wii disappeared, all my Wii games. There's only like five of them, but still, they're gone. And it also had in that same box my original PlayStation 1 with the Thrill Kill PlayStation like head cover.
Oh yeah.
Man, I can't. That's a collector's item. That was gone. Well, it's gone now. It's got lost in a move somewhere years ago.
That's bullshit. A bummer.
But yeah, did the story work for me? I mean, I think it did. I think it did. Like, it was good. It was a little formulaic. Like, you kept going through the steps. Like, a lot of the stages were exactly the same. You do an intro video, shows you how to do the death machine. It's an arena game. You kill everybody in the death machine, and then you move on to the next spot, and so on and so forth. But it was interesting that it was like arena based, but sometimes in the streets, and sometimes you're unraveling this other story, which didn't really fit the tone of all the stages, I guess. I don't know. I think it was good. It wasn't great. Did it work? I don't know. I think it. I guess it worked, but I didn't love it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what score would I give it? I think I'm going to be pretty generous. This one's hard.
Mm-hmm. They're all hard.
They're all hard, but I keep picking the same like three numbers.
So do I. Who gives shit?
I look at what story is good as the other ones I rated the number, and it's usually right around the same.
Well, you have a system, not me.
All right. Then I'm going to give it a 7, I think.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's a good score.
Okay.
There were moments that were fun. The world was fun, but the story really just didn't catch me. But let's ask you there, Sir Chumpslap.
Yeah, go ahead. You got
I think you're next.
Yeah. It's not my game, so I don't go last.
Did watching this video make you want to play Mad World? Did the story work for you, or was it just completely out of this world?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Well, I'm world.
Score out of 27 stars you think you'd get while you explored the world?
Did watching this make me want to play it?
I thought it was good.
If it wasn't a Wii game, I'd play it, because I did like the style of it.
I know. The artwork I did kind of like.
But yeah, I liked how it was all black and white and weird. And it did remind me of 13, the way you're just killing. It's pretty much just boss fights.
Mm-hmm. The whole time. Not necessarily bad.
No, yeah. It's like killing the assassins to get to the top. But it's a video. It's a game. Like a game show, which was neat. I like that.
That was a good bit.
Yeah, I did like the whole idea of it. It was just fun. And just like how rich people can do whatever the fuck they want in the world, and poor people will do their bidding just to make money or survive.
Mm-hmm. It's capitalism at its best. It's where we're going.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is.
Back then, that was the dystopia.
Yeah, right.
Right now, I'd kind of be okay with it if it just ended that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did kind of want to play it. Did the story work for me? Yeah, and the same reasons I want to play it. It's the style was great. I mean, the story wasn't amazing. It's some guy who's going undercover to try to rescue somebody. He gets there and he's like,
he also has an ulterior motive the whole time,
I guess. But like, he was hired to rescue Naomi by the mayor. And then he gets there. He's like, fuck the mayor. Arrest him. I'm out of here. I'm going to take this shit down.
So he was hired by the mayor to find his daughter
and get her out.
Yeah.
And get her out. And then in order to get to this goal, he didn't tell 13 that he was doing that. 13 just thought he was a part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
At first, yeah.
So he just kind of used 13 to get to the mayor.
13 somehow knew about his DNA and stuff.
And who he was. Sounded like
well, he did mention at one point that he always investigates who he hires.
Yeah. He's always like, I do thorough checks and shit. So he knew he was going to win, pretty much.
Okay.
So 13 made his bank, bankrolling him. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought the story was neat. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't totally great, but it was good. It's a good time. And it did have a lot of Suda vibes to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, it really did.
Which I'm always a fan of. So, out of 27 stars, what am I going to give this one? I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one for me. It would have been a 7, but I did like the art style, and it was very adult for a Wii game.
Yeah.
Yeah, was there any Wii games that were even close to this violent? Everything else was like Mario.
Yeah, there were like curse words and shit, and yeah, it was weird. And there was a lot of like S&M and sexual innuendos and shit. Yeah.
Is that why they made it black and white?
Maybe.
Like, get past the censors. There had to be a ton of blood in this.
The blood was red.
Blood was red, but the rest was black and white. But yeah, I don't know. I gave it an 8.
All right. Well, I guess it's your turn, Dr. Scientist.
Yep.
I got some questions for you there.
Okay.
Ooh, thank God.
Did watching this video make you want to get a Wii to play this game? Was the story pretty good, or was it?
I don't know if you're rhyming with Wii or a game.
Was it pretty lame? Fuck. I had to go with game because I couldn't think of anything that rhymed with Wii.
A balloon full of pee.
D.
A balloon full of pee. Where were you, Scotchy?
Yeah, you're right. I bailed it.
All right. Did the story work for you, or was it really Scotchy?
Okay.
And out of 27 stars, how many would you give this Wii?
Would I play it? Probably not. Not my jam. Did the story work for me?
It was all right.
Nothing great. It was just a guy trying to... Another one-man army game.
Yeah, most are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's a single-player game, I guess. But, he's just going, save somebody, take down this evil organization that shut off a city and was having death games. Very dystopian. Kind of liked it. You guys said pretty much everything about it.
Yeah, right.
I did like the art, too. I also gave it 7 stars.
Oh, it was almost a perfect
almost
7.
A perfect 7.
Almost. That's a close one. That gives us a final score of 22, though.
Oh, puts in league with. Got to be top 5 of this year.
Clive Barker's The Undying, we gave it 23.
Ooh. Wow, Clive.
And then if we go back even further, Dark Messiah of Might and Magic had a 22.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's about this game. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, and then ReCore right there at a 22 as well.
ReCore, yeah, the robot game. What are you doing? Yeah.
Robot Desert game?
Yeah.
That adorable puppy robot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good game.
There was one of those.
Yeah, exactly around Mad World game.
Yeah, pretty neat for the time. Pretty neat for the Wii.
Yeah.
Neat game. But if that's all we got to say about it, let's go ahead and move into the cool down topic.
Ooh.
I don't have a music cue for this.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right.
Love cum jokes.
I haven't heard that one in a minute.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That really cooled it down.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Scientist, do you have a topic for us?
We're just going to say rest in peace to someone else during my topic. Kira Toriyama.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, the guy who invented Dragon Ball. He also drew for Dragon Quest and did the artwork for Dragon Quest and Chrono Trigger. You can kind of see they all kind of look similar.
Oh, okay.
He's actually the guy who, I know you and Papa Scotch never played it, but you probably know the slime from Dragon Quest, the stupid little teardrop with a smile.
I'm going to take a look.
Dragon Quest slime?
Yeah, the normal slime from every Dragon Warrior game. He drew that.
Dragon Warrior?
Dragon Quest.
That's what that is? Okay.
But he did also, he made Dragon Ball, which is one of the greatest shows ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see him.
Is it new?
It probably made people in the West like anime, mostly.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. Right? I never got into it. Everybody I know loves it. But.
Oh, if you just go watch Dragon Ball Super on Hulu, it used to be. Just try and find the Universe Survival Saga. It's awesome. One of the best.
Maybe if it was.
I'm going to go home and watch some of it.
Did they make a movie?
It's
just shows.
You know how Dragon Ball is with the fights.
Yeah, each like fight, 16 like, hour fights.
Yeah.
I do know that. I've seen like one or two episodes maybe.
Well, the Universe Survival Saga is different because it has, I don't remember how many, I think there's 11 different universes that have to compete, and they each pick their 10 best warriors and have them go into this battle royal, and whichever universe is the last one surviving lives, and all the other universes get wiped out.
Oh, that's sick.
God damn, they got like 16 seasons all with 22 episodes.
Yeah, it's a wild God amount, damn. Man. And they never, he never finished it, apparently.
But yeah, watch Universe Survival Saga. Oh, well, I mean, probably won't.
I probably won't. It's way too much to watch, man. Can't get into it.
I mean, I did do Supernatural, so it is your turn.
I know, but it's not my cup of tea, even though, like I said, most of my friends like it. But
yeah, well, that was my wind down topic, was rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Man, that's your second downer topic, bro.
If he would bring it up in the vibe check, I wouldn't talk about it. But
all right, what's your favorite?
Yeah, I assume Papa Scotch was going to throw
anime
in something
character
here. Okay, yeah, we'll do favorite anime character. Yeah, whatever.
I got something. Here we go. Let's pull this question right. Okay. If you got a one-time pass to do whatever you wanted, what crime would you commit?
Grand theft? Money? I steal millions and billions of dollars or something.
Burgle, arson, larceny.
What?
It's in Futurama. It's what Bender gets charged with. Burgle, arson, okay. Larceny.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. What? This is a better question. Let's say we all separately won $9 billion, whatever, a money amount that makes, you know, money worthless at that point. You know
right.
what I mean?
Okay.
Let's say we all hit that. What are the first three things you're buying?
A home,
a car.
I don't even think I'd buy a car. I like my car.
I like my car too, but I'd like to have a backup.
Okay.
But what kind of house are we talking here? Would you go huge?
I want a small house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one person.
I could easily half a double.
No, half it has to be a standalone.
No, you'll get your neighbors. I can see that.
Yeah.
In a town, in a city.
In the middle of nowhere.
I need a town. I like living in the city around people.
I do like the city, but even I like my quiet.
Even your, well, right here. If you had different neighbors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If there was a single house on this street, I'd buy it.
And the third thing I'd probably buy, a PlayStation 5.
Nice. There you go. That's what it would take. The splurge purchase.
I kind of want to know what your favorite anime character is now, Papa Scotch.
Akira.
I'm trying to think of what else I'd buy. Akira?
Well, Papa Scotch needs a computer.
Oh, yes. Shit.
That isn't 20 minutes late to record every time.
What? I mean, I guess I'd buy a bigger house.
What are you going to do, rent out that one?
Probably. Just become a gross landlord.
You could just pay off your house.
I could, or I could build more house onto this house. I suppose any of those. New house or house expansion.
Oh, sure. I definitely want to build my own house and make it like Resident Evil.
You guys want to know my favorite anime character?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'd buy a house with fucking hidden passages and shit.
Yeah, I'd build it from scratch like Resident Evil. Yeah.
Favorite anime characters, Hanji from Attack on Titan.
Oh, okay.
She's the best.
Yeah, I know that one.
Rest in peace.
Spoiler.
Well, everyone dies at the end. Oh. Okay. So,
no shit. Spoiler.
I mean, the whole world's over. So.
So, if you could design a house with all kinds of trap doors and like paintings that flop around and you sneak through and shit like that,
yeah.
I think the way to go is to hire like four different architects, just work on different parts.
No, you do it like the Daedalus in the labyrinth, then you just imprison them in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Every once in a while, you run into them in there.
Oh, like, well, he's got to survive the Minotaur.
No. You're going to make the architects fight the Minotaur?
Well, that's the only way, and nobody's going to. How do they always do it in Resident Evil that people don't know the way around? Is it just one crazy guy who designs it?
It's a good question. Although I suppose the people that are exploring the area didn't know what the plans were.
Yeah.
I think we're way off topic by now.
I don't know. I'm still trying to think of a third thing to buy. Well, two things. I just said a house.
If I was going to splurge, I would probably get a new TV, like an OLED or something really neat.
Yeah, but you have $9 billion. I'd buy a fucking yacht and live on that.
Now we're talking. Houseboat in it?
Yeah, house yacht.
Where are you going to park your yacht?
Don't have to.
Oh, you're just going
to
stay out in the...
Yeah, just pay people to fucking float
around. Amazon drone deliveries.
Why not? Or you can stop in ports and pick stuff up. You have so much money, man.
You're talking about one of those asininely large yachts, like ones with helicopter pads and other smaller yachts in them?
No.
No,
like I said, with the house, I'm only one person.
Well, I figure with that kind of money, you could hire a staff to run it.
Well, I'd have to hire like a chef and a guy to actually pilot the yacht. But
yeah, you're not going to be driving. You're going
to
be chilling.
I do have to bring. I have to hire a posse to come with me too.
Yeah,
I'll
bring two friends, and then I'd have to hire the rest.
Yeah, I'd want like a. Who would you want in your posse? I'd want like one really nerdy lawyer guy who always is ready to smack down people. Like, you got to come to, here's a NDA for this and whatever.
Yeah.
I'd like a very bad magician with a cape and stuff.
Like, what?
just to do bad tricks for people.
Now we're talking. Now we're getting in the spirit of this. I'd have a room in my house where every day is Christmas and one where every day is Halloween.
I'd need the hype man. That was kind of like the guy from the Key and Peele skit.
But not taking it that far?
He could take it that far. He's getting paid to do it.
Okay.
I have to have the noise man from a Key and Peele skit.
Oh, well, maybe that, maybe the same. Noise!
Noise! Blah! Yeah, yeah. I don't really need $9 billion to have a nice life.
And I'd buy a helicopter. But anyway, if someone had a bunch of lists of what they think we should buy, where would they send that email to, Sir Chompslap?
We'll send that to plottytime@gmail.com, and I'll read, respond, look over it, see if you're right or wrong.
And if they want to get to us faster on the socials with, I don't know, their favorite anime character, how would they do that, Dr. Scientist?
At Plottytime on Instagram or Threads, or stop by the subreddit and make a not-safe-for-work anime character thing.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, do it. I dare you. You can also go to YouTube, like and subscribe there. It really helps us out. Or you can go to our store and buy something there. It's just plottytime.com, which redirects you to our eBay store, which is our official store, and you can get stuff, and it's great. That about does it for us. So as always, shout out to Blaine, JJ, Drago, the Sloggo, Gamers, Little Playground, I Am Panex, and Louise Guzman. Don't ever trust Dr. Scientist, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.